In James. Lord, we thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经献上感恩。
We thank you that we can learn from it and by the grace of God live by it.
因为我们非常感恩，我们可以从圣经里学的东西，骑着神的恩典把它活出来。
And so we just bow before you again today, praying that you will teach us and that you will train us. We ask in Jesus' name.
我们再次拜祷在您的面前，求您。接着神殿的帮助，那么我们这一切祷告都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, very, very good. And again, just great to see everyone with us today. We started last week probably on the book of James.
很高兴大家都能来。我们上个星期呢。大概是学到的那个雅各书的。
And there are a couple of what I call theme verses in the book of James.
所以在那个詹姆斯这本书里呢，我要称之为有一部分就是这种主题的那种说法。
So chapter 1 and verse 3. Is a theme verse.
所以呢，第一章第三节应该是一个这个主题的一个。
Actually, it's verse 2.
实际上是第二节。
I will read it. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith." Develops perseverance.
第二节第三节刚才他读的，我的弟兄们，你们若在各种试探中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
And then verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life." That God has promised to those who love him.
第二节说，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
So it's true that we all have in life what we would call trials or temptations.
所以在我们的人生里呢，是，这是真的。我们每个人都有那种试验和试探。
So in English, we see two things: we see a trial or we see a temptation.
在英语里呢，我们看见两样东西，一个呢就是试验，另一个呢就是试探。
These are the two different things in life.
在我们的人生中，这是两样不同的东西。
But interestingly, in the Greek language, there's only one word.
非常有趣的呢，在希腊原文里面呢，它只是一个词。
And so, the two come together, trials and temptations, they actually come together, they're all one thing.
所以这个试验和试炼呢，它们通常是一起出现的，所以出现呢，在一起一样事情。
So you will find in your life, as I do in mine, that a temptation often leads to a trial.
你我呢都会发现，就像我在我的人生中发现的一样，这个试探通常会导致试验。
And a trial often leads to a temptation.
那些试验呢，从呢通常也会把你带到试探中。
So when I think of that, my initial thought goes something like this.
当我这么想的时候，我最初的想法是这样的。
I may not have enough money.
我可能没有太多的钱。
And I'm not sure where I'm going to get the money.
我也不知道哪里可以搞到钱。
And so that becomes a trial.
这样呢，就对我成为一种试 Yeah.
And then I go to my income tax and I have to fill out my income tax. And I say, if I tell a lie on my income tax, I won't need to pay as much money and I can get some money from the government. And if I lie well, they will never know.
所以他就说呢，如果我在报税的时候我撒个小谎，然后呢，报税以后呢，我如果撒谎，我就不用去付我该付的税，我甚至可以从政府那里拿到一些钱。我撒的这样的谎，政府可能永远不会知道。So
my trial becomes a temptation. My temptation becomes a trial. And I say, maybe I won't cheat on my taxes. And so I say no to the temptation, but the trial goes up and I've got more problems because I don't have enough money.
所以我的试验呢，就变成了试探。试探呢，我就跟自己说呢，我不会撒这个谎。 我不会去欺骗政府，然后如果我不欺骗政府的话，那是我仍然没有钱。这个试探呢，又变成试验。这试验以后呢，我就会越来越大的麻烦，因为我没有钱可花。So
the teaching of the book of James is, if you do have a trial, if you do have a temptation, don't give in to the temptation. Don't surrender. Just because there's a trial, you keep fearing God.
这里讲到的呢，就是雅各书里讲到的呢，这个主题就是说，如果你有试验的话呢，不要陷入那个试探。所以呢，就算是你的试验越来越大，你还是不要陷入试探，你要保持敬畏神。
But the Bible says that there are many different kinds of trials and
temptations. 圣经说呢，有很多不同类型的试验和试探。
Some people then do have trials about lying and stealing and cheating.
有些人呢，他就有这样的试验，就是说呢，撒谎，然后呢。 欺骗，然后呢，偷盗。
But other people have trials, not so much lying and cheating and stealing. Other people have trials just because they are close to other people.
有些人呢，他们没有那么大的在这种撒谎啊、欺骗呐、偷盗方面没有太大的试验。 试验的，他们的试验呢，是因为他们和一些人走得很近。And
so you have noticed that some people are easier to like and to love than other people.
你就知道呢，有些人呢，他们非常容易的去模仿别人，跟着别人跑了。You've
noticed that some people seem to have life easy, and other people have lots of problems in life.
你就也知道，有些人呢，他们的人生呢，他们比较容易；有些人的人生呢，却有很多的麻烦，比较艰难。And
we could become, what's the word I want now? We could become impatient. We could have a temptation to complain, simply saying, he's got it easier than me. He's got nice things. I don't have nice things. She has friends. I don't have friends. And we could be concerned not so much about the trials of things, but we could be concerned about the trials of people and our relation to them.
因为我们会抱怨说，哎，这个人他怎么为什么比我生活的好？他为什么有这有那？他为什么有朋友？而我却没有，所以我们会像这样陷入这样的一种试探去抱怨的。
The book of James is mostly about the trials associated with other people.
雅各书呢, 讲到的大多数这种试验呢, 就是和其他人之间的这样的一个关系。
Now, the word James is the New Testament Greek word, but it relates to the Old Testament name of Jacob.
在新约里呢, 这个, James, 他是跟那个旧约里的那个雅各是一个词。
So if Jacob were to translate his name into the New Testament, he becomes James.
如果说把雅各的名字从旧约里翻译到新约里面去, 他的名字就变成了James。
So, the story of James then is something like the story of Jacob in the Old Testament.
这个雅各的这个詹姆斯的这个故事呢, 就是跟旧约里那个雅各的故事是非常类似的。And
Jacob had lots of people problems in his life.
雅各呢, 在他的人生中呢, 有很多关于人方面的问题。
He had a brother by the name of Esau, and Esau didn't love Jacob at all.
他有一个哥哥叫以扫, 以扫呢, 根本就不爱那个雅各。
And then Jacob went down to Padan Aram, and he met his father-in-law, Laban, and his father-in-law cheated him all the time.
然后雅各呢, 逃到了那个一个地方, 碰到了他的岳父拉宾, 拉班, 拉班呢, 就一直其实在欺骗他。
And he decided he wanted to marry a wife whose name was Rachel, and after he married her, he found out she wasn't even Rachel, she was Leah.
所以他当时呢, 他想和一个叫拉结的女人结婚, 所以当他结婚的时候呢, 他发现跟他结婚那个人根本就不是拉结, 而是那个雷啊。
And then he married two other girls, he married their servant girls, so he had four wives, and they were fighting all the time.
然后他又跟那个他们两个人的女仆结婚了, 所以他有四个妻子, 这四个妻子呢, 成天就争吵打架。
And then he had at least 13 children, and they didn't like one another.
然后他最少有13个孩子, 但这13个孩子就互相都不喜欢。
And the 10 boys sold Joseph as a slave.
那十个孩子呢, 把那个约瑟给卖去做奴隶。
And Dinah was a heartbreak to, Dinah, his daughter, was a heartbreak.
然后他的 女儿戴娜呢已经心碎了。
Now Joseph was usually pretty rich.
那个雅各。Jacob
was usually pretty rich.
那个雅各呢，他曾经非常富有。But
even that wasn't easy for Jacob. He had lots of temptations and trials.
就算雅各非常富有的话呢。 他的人生呢并不容易, 因为在他的人生里充满了试验和试探。
But most of his trials were people trials.
他的最多的, 大多数的那种试验呢, 都是从人来的试验。
But in a wonderful way, Jacob learned through all these people trials, he learned the love of God, the grace of God, and he became an outstanding man because he did what was right in those trials. Eventually, he did what was right.
然后雅各呢, 他通过这些试验呢, 他学会了, 去知道神的爱和神的恩典。 尽管他过去做错了很多事儿，但是从这个试验中间，他学会了去做正确的事儿。最终，他把事情做正确了，成了一个伟大的属神的人。
Right, so you and I are just ordinary people in the world, And then we trust the Lord Jesus.
你我呢都在这个世界上都是普普通通的人，然后呢，我们相信了主耶稣。
And we're supposed to live like the Lord Jesus and love like the Lord Jesus.
我们应该呢像主耶稣那样，然后呢像主耶稣那样去爱。
But it's hard for us to love like he did because there's lots of problems in the world with the other people.
所以我们是很难像主耶稣基督那样去爱的，因为我们有这样的试验在这个世界上和其他的人。That's
what the book of James is all about, how to get along with other people without being tempted and without collapsing under the trial.
这就是整个雅各书谈到的，就是怎么和人相处，怎样不要陷入试探，怎么不在试验中垮掉。So
let's go back to verse number 9 now and look at the trial and the temptation that is implied in those verses 9 through 11.
让我们来读那个第九节，我们从第九节看到，来学习那些试验和试探，从第九节到第十一节所谈到的。It
says the brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position, but the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wild flower.
第九节第十节说，卑微的弟兄身高就该喜乐，富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。So
the one person can say, I wish that I was like Mr. So-and-so. I wish that I was like Mrs. So-and-so. Because you see, he's got more of this, she's got more of that. I don't have very much. My circumstances are bad. I wish I had his good circumstances.
有些人说呢，我希望我像某某某某先生那样，我希望我像某某某某太太那样，因为他有的这么多东西，他有这么东西，但是我却什么都没有，我的环境非常不好，所以我希望我跟他们的处境是一样的。
And that could become a major trial for people because they don't really see how to change their circumstances. They say, oh, I'm not, you got it good, but I didn't, my circumstances are against me. Your circumstances are good.
所以这个呢，很容易就成对这个人成为了这个试验，因为他说呢， 他根本没有能力改变他现在的环境，所以他就说呢，哎，你怎么有那么多东西？你怎么有那么多东西？我怎么没有？我的环境全部是对我不利的，你的环境全部是对你好的。
That could become a real trial. That could become a real temptation. And somebody could say, I can't do it. I won't do it. My circumstances aren't good. I feel awfully sorry for myself.
有些人呢，就是说呢，他就在这个时候，他就说的，哎，他有这么多，我也做不了这，我也做不了那些，所以啊，我完全改变不了我的现状。
And so the Lord says, don't you worry about that, because your circumstances are going to change and you're going to be really, really well off compared to everybody else.
你主说呢，你不要担心这个，你的情况呢会得到改变的，然后你要在最终，你如果跟别人比较的话，你会变得很高很高。
Don't let that be a trial or a temptation.
别让那些成为你的试验或者是试探。
But the other side is also true. Some people say, I'm better than you. I've got more money. I've got more intelligence. I'm actually better looking. I'm better than you are.
有些人呢相反的，他们会说呢，啊，我比你强多了，你看我的钱比你多，我比你聪明，我甚至都比你长得好看。
And the Bible teaches we're not to be comparing ourselves one to the other all the time.
所以圣经教导我们不要跟其他的人去比。
What we do is we compare ourselves to Jesus.And we all say, Lord, I fall so far short. Would you help me, please?
我们呢，唯一要比较的就是跟主耶稣来比。我们跟主耶稣比的时候，我们跟说主啊，我们离您太远了，所以求您帮助我。
As we were saying this morning from Psalm 86, we say, Lord, bow down your ear to hear me. I am poor.And needy.
就像我们今天早晨学的诗篇86篇说的，说主啊，求你侧耳倾听我，因为我困苦贫乏。
So this is the beginning now of the teaching in the book. Don't allow your circumstances to become a problem to you just because they're not the same as everybody else's circumstances.
所以这就是这本雅各书的开始的教导，就是不要用你的处境和你所处在的环境去跟别人相比，不要来跟任何人相比。
Each of us has different circumstances, therefore we thank the Lord for them, and we pray for others whose circumstances are different, and we try to help.Others whose circumstances are different.
这就是我们每个人都有不同的处境，所以我们每个人呢，要为自己的处境呢去感谢主。我们也要去关心其他的人的处境。我们要为大家互相祷告，甚至去帮助那些处境不好的人。
Now, verse 13 says, "When tempted." No one should say, God is tempting me.
第十三节说人被试探不可说我是被神试探的。
God gave every one of us different circumstances.
神给了我们每一个人不同的处境。
And in those circumstances, there will be trials and there will be temptations. Don't blame God.
在你那个处境中呢，都有那样的试验和试探。如果你有了这样的，不要去责怪神。
If there is a problem, it's not that God caused the problem. It is that we didn't respond properly to the problem.
如果你人生中有麻烦，并不是神制造的那个麻烦，是我们对那个麻烦的不恰当的应对才产生的这样的麻烦。
And so we almost got to verse 14 last week, which says, each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed.
我们上个星期基本上学到了第十四节说，但个人被试探是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Why do we have problems?
为什么我们有麻烦呢？
It's not that God gave them to us. We have problems because we don't react properly to the issues of life.
我们有麻烦并不是神给我们的麻烦。我们有麻烦是因为我们在人生中出现问题、出现麻烦的时候呢，我们应对这个麻烦和问题的方式不对。
Okay, so here's somebody who says, I'm poor, she's rich, I'm poor, she's rich, I've got to do something. And so they say, I am going to get rich. I'm going to, and they turn their life into trying to make more money so they're as good as somebody else.
这里有一个人，他就说那哎，我很穷，他很富，他我很穷，他很有钱，所以我这一辈子我的目标呢，就是去赚更多的钱，然后跟他一样富有。
Each one is tempted when by his own evil desire. He says, I want to get as much as she's got. And he says, that's his own evil desire. I want that.
每个人呢，他们被试探试验呢，就是因为他自己的私欲，因为他说呢，那个人那么有钱，所以我也想跟他那一样有钱，所以他就被这个试验和试探牵引诱惑。
The biblical word for that is covet. I want what he has. I want what she has. The Bible says thou shalt not covet.
所以圣经里面的这词是这样讲的，就是贪恋。所以呢，这个东西呢，你不要说他有很多东西，我要贪恋他的东西，我贪恋他的这，他的那。圣经说呢， 你不要贪恋其他人的东西。
Okay, so temptation comes, and we say, I want that, and then he is dragged away and enticed. He says, I see it, I want it, I'm going to do this.
这里的人呢，说那个诱惑来了，是因为他有那么多东西，他就产生这样私欲和诱惑，因为 他为凭什么有那么东西，所以我也想要这样的东西，我就开始采取一些行动。
Verse 15 then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown or finished, gives birth to death.
第15节讲呢，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪既长成，就生出死来。
All right, so there's a problem. And the problem is, how do we get along with other people when we compare ourselves to them and they are either better than us or worse than us and we get upset, we sin because we want to be like them or better or different?
这里讲到的呢，就是说呢，这里的一种诱惑呢，就是 我们跟其他人相处的时候呢，我们容易互相攀比。我们会说呢，这个人比我强，或者那个人比我差。所以呢，他在这个里面呢，就会一直的受到这种诱惑去怎样去改变这些东西。It's
not fair, is it?
他说这个不公平，是不是？
Not fair that somebody's richer than me. Why shouldn't I be richer than them?
这个不公平，为什么有些人比我有钱呢？为什么我不能比他们有钱呢？
It's not fair that he doesn't have to work, I have to work. Yeah, he gets it easy, I get all the hard jobs. That's not fair.
这个不公平呢？为什么他不用去工作，我要天天拼命工作？为什么我的工作这么辛苦，他的工作却那么容易呢？
And God says, well, verse 18, don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and every gift, perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. That was verse number 16 and 17.
Okay. 我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了，各样的美德的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是上头来的，在众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
So the question is, why are you different? Why are your circumstances different to their circumstances?
问题呢就来了，为什么你的处境和其他的处境？ 其他人的处境不一样呢？为什么你是这样的，他是那样呢？
And the answer is because God gave you the circumstances He gave you, and He gave somebody else the different circumstances.
但是呢，因为神给了你这样的一个神的处境，他给了其他人不同的处境，所以每一个人的处境不同都是神给的。
So the next question is, what kind of circumstances did God give you?
下一个问题就是，什么样的处境是神给你的呢？
Did he give you good circumstances or bad circumstances?
神给你的是好的处境呢，还是不好的处境呢？
Okay. And some people say, well, thank you, Lord, you gave me good circumstances. Thank you very much.
有些人说呢，感谢主，感谢主，因为您赐给了我很好的处境。
And other people say, no, you didn't give me good circumstances at all.
有其他的人说没有，神完全没有给我好的处境。
So when you get to heaven, that person gets to heaven, what's he going to say?
那个人去到天堂以后，他会怎么说呢？
Well, he's going to say, God, it's nice to meet you, but I just want you to know that you weren't fair. You didn't give me good circumstances at all. And I want you to tell me, why didn't you treat me fairly?
那个人呢，到了天堂，他就跟神说：“神啊，很高兴碰到你。但是呢，你为什么在我在世上时候给我一个不好的处境呢？这个不公平，你根本就不是一个公平的神。为什么别人的处境好，你给我那么差的处境？”
Is that what you're going to say when you meet Jesus?
你碰到主耶稣基督的时候，你会这么说吗？
You're going to say, Jesus, you did it all wrong.
你会说，主啊，你全都做错了。
You're not going to say that.
你不会那么说。
And if you're not going to say that, then don't say it now.
如果你到时候你不会说，那么现在也别说。
Every circumstance God gave you is good. Every good and perfect gift is from above, and God has given you all good and perfect gifts.
神给每个人的处境呢，都是好的，各样的美善的恩赐，各样谦卑的赏赐，都是从神来的。
Okay, now the rich man, verse number 10, has got a big problem.
第十节讲那个有钱人有很大的问题。
Why has he got a big problem?
为什么他有很大的问题呢？
Because it's very, very hard for him to believe in Jesus.
因为对有钱人来说是很难信主。
He goes around and says, look at me, I am so really good, I'm really good, I'm rich, I'm really good.
所以呢，他就会到处走，说：“哎，你看我多好啊，我都太好了，我非常有钱。”God
gets no glory from that.
所以神不会给这样的人荣耀。And
he gets to heaven, and he says, "Lord, where's my reward?"
然后他去了天堂，他会跟主说：“主啊，哪里是我的奖赏？”
And the Lord says, oh, you don't get a reward because you were rich on the earth. So you got your reward then. You won't get a reward now.
你主就跟他说呢，你不要去想你有什么赏赐了，因为你在地上你已经非常有钱，已经得到你的赏赐了，天上没你的赏赐。
And the rich man says, well, that's not fair. Why didn't you make me poor?
那个有钱人说，那这不公平呢。 为什么当时你不让我变得穷呢？
And the poor man says, that's not fair. Why didn't you make me rich?
然后穷人说呢，这不公平，为什么主不让我变成有钱人呢？
And God says, I gave to every one of you good and perfect gifts.
所以说呢，我给你们每一个人美善和全备的赏赐。
Don't be envious of another person.
不要贪恋其他人的东西。
Don't be jealous.
不要嫉妒。
Don't covet what they have.
不要贪恋他们所有的东西。
Say thank you, Lord Jesus, and you do what is best in those circumstances.
你要说感谢主，因为在所有的境况处境中间呢，神都行了美善的事。
Now the big issue in First Thessalonians chapter 7 is this. Are you prepared to accept the circumstances God has given you?
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第七章的一个非常重要的主题就是说你准备好了接受神给你的处境吗？
Many Christians squander their lives by saying, I want to change the circumstances.
很多基督徒呢，他们这样去说，他们说呢，我想要改变我的处境。
If God wants to change your circumstances, He will. You pray, He'll do that. But don't that make that the big desire in life. The big issue in life is to glorify God in the circumstances He has given you.
如果神要改变你的处境呢，你就去祷告。祷告呢，如果是神的旨意，神就会改变你的处境。但是呢，不要把改变你的人生的处境作为你一个最大的欲望。你在人生中，你最大的欲望要做的事就是把荣耀给神。
So verse 17 again, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all He created.
就是细节说，各样美善的恩赐，各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，但他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。他按自己的旨意，用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像出熟的果子。
All right, so verse 18 ends with the line that we might be a kind of first fruits of all He created.
第十八节呢的结束呢，说呢，我们好叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思？
Well, it means that some of us have been designed to be like a tomato.
就是我们中间其他一些人呢，被设计成像个番茄。
And some of us are like a cucumber.
有些人呢像个黄瓜。
And some of us are like a strawberry.
有些人呢像个草莓。
Now, what's the good of going to God and saying, Lord, I'm a strawberry. Why didn't you make me a tomato?
为什么这个对这个人说的，一个人说的，主啊，为什么我是草莓？为什么你不把我造成番茄？
And the tomato says, I should have been a cucumber.
那个番茄说呢，我本来应该是条黄瓜。
And the cucumber said, I should have been a lemon.
那个黄瓜说呢，我应该是一个柠檬。
What?
什么？
Why did God make all the different fruits and vegetables?
为什么神造了这么多不同的水果呢？
So that they would all taste good to Him.
这些所有的水果对神来说都是很好吃的。
You can imagine going to your own family and saying to your family, sit down, we're going to have supper.
你可以去想象一下，你到你的家人面前说，大家都坐下，我们要准备吃晚餐了。
And you say to them, they say to you, what's for supper tonight, mommy?
他们会跟你说了，妈妈今天晚上的晚餐是什么，吃什么。
And you say tomatoes.
你说番茄。
And you say, but after the tomatoes, what are we going to get?
也是番茄吃完了，我们准备吃什么？
And you say, more tomatoes.
也是更多的番茄。
What are we going to have for dessert?
我们的甜点吃什么？
More tomatoes.
更多的番茄。
What are we going to eat for breakfast?
明天早上吃什么?
More tomatoes.
还是番茄?
No, you don't want that. Your children don't want that. And God says, I made each one of my children different. And I love them all, just like I like cucumber and tomato and bananas and oranges. I like them all.
人说呢，你不会是喜欢那样，因为你的孩子呢也不喜欢每天吃番茄。所以神说呢，我要把我所有的孩子都造成不一样，这样呢对我来说呢看起来很好。我爱他们所有的人，就像我爱吃黄瓜啦、橘子啊、橙子啊，或者说柠檬一样其他东西。
Right now, the world basically says this.The world says you have got to be better than your family, better than the other people.
这个世界的理论呢，就是说呢，你要比别人强，要比你家里任何一个人强。
And the world thrives on competition.
整个世界呢，充满了竞争。
But the Christian life isn't built on competition. The Christian life is built on humble acceptance of the goodness of God to us, so we serve Him.
基督徒的人生呢，并不是建立在竞争上面的。我们要用一个谦卑的、接纳的态度去接受神给我赐给我们所有的好的东西。
So my objective in life is not to be like you. My objective in life is to be like Jesus.
我的人生目标呢，不是说我像你那样。我的人生目标呢，是我要像主耶稣那样。
And I would try to take all the circumstances that God has given me and use them in order to help me be like Jesus.
我会呢利用我人生各种不同的处境，我把这些处境呢用起来，然后把我自己建立起来，更像我们的主耶稣基督。
All right, well now that's a very simple introduction, but there's a sense in which that's the theme that's going to carry on through the book of James. How do I relate?To the other people in God's great, big, wonderful family.
这是一个非常简单的雅各书的开始的介绍。所以的这些介绍呢，都是一个主题呢，就是说我怎么去和神的这一个美丽的一个大家庭里的其他的人去相处。
So he goes on now in verse 19 and he says, My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
然后雅各继续在第十九节说呢，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
Now that's not easy.
这个不容易做到。
Most of us are slow to listen because when we listen, we usually find out that we are wrong.
很多人呢都是他们慢慢的听，但是呢你听长了你就会知道我们做错。
So some of us say I would rather talk.To prove that I'm right, then listen and be proven to be wrong. I think I'll talk.
有些人说呢，我宁愿去说。如果我说的话呢，我就可能证明我自己是对的，不会证明我是错的。所以我宁愿去说，而不是去听。
That's the world's way.
这是世界的方式。
Who gets elected in the government?
谁被选上在政府里工作呢?
The one who talks the most.
那个讲话最多的人会被选上。
And very often he talks some good things, but he often talks bad things about everybody else.
通常呢他会去讲一些好的东西，但是呢很多时候他会去讲其他人的坏话。
That's not God's way for the world, and it's not God's way in the church.
这不是神的方式在世界里，更不是神的方式在教会。
So we should be in our relationship with one another, we should be swift to listen, and we should be slow to speak.
在我们的也就是说呢，我们应该快快的听，慢慢的说。
And then we should be slow to anger. Well, the first one is hard, and the second one's probably harder, but the third one's the hardest of the bunch. How do you keep from getting angry?
然后呢，在最后慢慢的动怒呢，这三条呢，第一条快快的听呢是很有点难的，但慢慢的说呢就更难。那个慢慢的动怒呢，那是最难的。你怎么保证你自己不发怒？
We even notice it when you drive the car. It's called road rage.
有时候呢，你会开一辆车，这个车叫 road rage.
Okay, and I'll tell you, I had a bad dream last night.
因为我要告诉你。我告诉过你，我昨天晚上做了个噩梦。
I dreamt I was trying to drive the car, and I couldn't make it go slow when I wanted to make it go slow, and I couldn't hit the brakes properly, and I smashed into this, and I drove into that, and I thought, Harold, what's the matter with you?
然后呢，当我开车的，在梦中我开车的时候呢，我的车慢不下来，停不下来，我不能踩刹车。哎，我把这个东西撞了，把那个东西碾过去了，然后呢就一直停不下来。我说 Harold 出了什么问题了？
Then I watched and there was another person driving, and that other person drove right into a tree.
然后我就看到其他一个人也在开车，然后呢他就一直开到树上去了。
I thought, what's the matter with that person? Can't you even see a tree?
我就说那这个人是有什么问题吗？难道你看不见前面有棵树吗？
And I was very happy that I was still in bed instead of a car because everything was fine.
我非常高兴的时候呢，是因为我仍然是躺在床上，而不是在开车，所以每件事都没问题。
Okay, now that's just a very foolish illustration of the fact. Don't get angry.
这是一个不太明智的一个例子，讲不要去发怒。
And I have to say, Lord, you know my heart. Far too easy for me to get angry.
所以我会说，主啊，您知道我的心，对我来说非常容易发脾气。
All right. Verse 20 says, man's anger does notbring about the righteous life that God desires.
第二十节说呢，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Don't get angry. It's not going to work.
怒气呢，并不能把你领到一个神想要我们的一个公义的人生里面，所以呢，发怒通常呢没什么用。
What's the theme of this book? The theme is you rejoice when there's trials and temptations in your life regarding other people.
这本书的主题是什么呢？当你在你的人生中，你和其他的人之间有了那样的试验和试探的时候。
And if you listen much and speak little and don't get angry, you will grow more and more and more like Jesus and to bring God glory.
如果你在这个时候呢，你多听少说话，不发脾气，那么呢，你将会 越来成长成长成长成长的越来越像主耶稣基督，然后你就会给神带来荣耀。
The world will say you're crazy if you do that.
其他人会说，如果你那么去做，你可能疯了。
You'll never get ahead if you don't speak up.
如果你不说话的时候，你永远站不了上风。
They say you'll never get elected if you don't say bad things about everybody else.
他们说，如果你不说其他人的坏话，你永远选不上。
So that's why James has got to write this book, because what he's saying does not come naturally.
这就是为什么雅各要写这本书，因为这面讲的呢，并不是顺着自然的方向走。
And it does not come easily.
并不容易。
Verse 21, therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word of God planted in you, which can save you.
第二十一节说，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫欲的邪恶，从温柔的心领受那栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Okay, this is not easy. This is not natural. But make sure that you live it, because if you live it, why then the blessing of God can be on you.
这个呢也是不容易的，也是不是顺着自然的方向走的，所以你要确保你把它活出来。如果你把这样的真理活出来，你就会得到神的赐福。
So now, as you're reading the Bible, this is verse 22, do not merely listen to the word of God.
第二十二节讲呢，当你读你的圣经的时候，只是你们要行道，不要单单的听道。
If you just listen to it, you'll deceive yourself. But do what it says.
如果你只是听到的话，那你就自己哄自己，你要按照道上面说的去做。
Is it easy to always do what the Bible says?
如果一直是按照圣经上说的去做，这个容易做到吗？
No.Especially it's not easy in relation to other people.
这是不容易的，特别不容易的呢，就是当你和其他人处理其他人之间的关系的时候。
You may have a boss, and your boss doesn't treat you right.
你可能会有一个老板，你的老板呢，对你不好。
And you behave like Jesus did when the Pharisees and the Romans didn't treat him right.
因为你的行为呢，要像主耶稣基督那样，因为当那个法利赛人和罗马人对他不好的时候。
And so this now is a very important principle, because you see, many people say it doesn't really matter how I relate to the people around me.
现在开始是一个非常重要的原则，因为很多人说呢，我和其他人之间的这个关系并不重要。
They may be people in the family. They may be people at work. They may be people in the assembly. They may be people in the neighborhood. God says it's very important how you treat those around you.
这些人呢，有可能是在你的家人，也可能是你工作中的同事。也可能是教会你的人，也可能是你的邻居，但是呢，神说呢，你要你和你周围的人处好关系是非常重要的。
So verse 23 says, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets.What he looks like.
第二十四节说呢，因为听到而不行道的人，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见， 走后，希吉忘了他的相貌如何。
Some time ago, I was building a fire.
很多年前，他在生火。
And as I was working on the fire, I grabbed a hold of some old wood that was partially burned, but not completely burned.
在生火的时候呢，他就找了很多木头。那些木头呢，其实烧过的，但是没有完全烧透。
And then I reached up to rub my face, and I left a black streak right down my face.
然后他就去按了那些木头以后呢，他就去摸他的脸，然后他脸上呢就有一条黑的道在脸上。
Okay, so what was I supposed to do when my work was over?
所以当我的工作做完了以后呢，我应该做什么呢
？I was supposed to get cleaned up before supper, and so you go in and you look at yourself, and I said, Harold, you look terrible. You had a black streak all across your face.
所以我在吃晚餐之前呢，我应该把自己清洗干净，把脸洗干净。如果我不洗干净的话，我进去说，看 Harold 你怎么样呢？怎么脸上有这么长一道黑印子
？So I simply took some soap and some cloth, and I just wiped my face, and I was clean.
然后呢，他只是简单的用了一些肥皂，然后用了一个毛巾把他脸洗了一下，他就洗干净了。
But let's assume that that happened in the morning, and in the afternoon, I was going to have an interview because I needed a new job.
我们现在来假设一下这个事情发生在早上。然后下午呢我要去见工我要去面试。
And I forgot to clean my face.
然后我忘记了洗脸。
So I walked into your office and I said, hello, I would like you to hire me. I would make a good employee.
然后我就走进你的办公室我就说呢你好我想要你雇佣我。我会是一个很好的雇员的。
What would you say?
你会怎么说呢
？You'd say if that man can't remember to wash his face, I don't want him to work for me.
我就是你会说那个人甚至都忘记了洗脸，我不想要这样的人在我这里工作。
How to be how wise not to be foolish like that.When you read the word of God, you do what it says. It's all very simple. It says it, you do it. It says it, you do it.
如果你不将那样去做是多么的愚蠢。所以你聪明智的方式就是你听到的然后照着去做。听到的然后照着去做。
And so verse 25 says, the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom.And continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
第二五节说，我也详细查看了前辈使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此。这人既不是忘，既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
God will see it, and he will bless him.
神会看见的，神会赐福给。
So I had a friend a long time ago who wanted a job.
我有一个朋友呢，很久之前他想要找一份工作。
And he walked into the office to get a job.
然后他就进到一个办公室，他想找一份工作。
He didn't know anybody there. They didn't know him.
他在那一家公司不认识任何人，那家公司也没任何人认识他。
And as he walked in, he saw a piece of paper on the floor beside the waste paper basket.
然后他走进那个办公楼的时候呢，他看见那个垃圾箱旁边呢，有一块纸。
So as he was going into the interview, he just reached down, took the paper, put it in the waste paper basket, kept on going.
And then 他 准备去那个面试的时候呢，他就把那张废纸捡起来，扔进了废纸篓里。
He was only a teenager at the time.
当时他只是个青少年。
But the boss looked at him.
那个老板。
That was considered, that boy picked up that piece of paper. I think we'll hire him.
那个老板看见，老板看说他，如果他能把那个废纸捡起来走到那个，扔到废纸篓里，我会雇佣他。
And then after many years, that little boy was the manager of the company. He managed the whole company.
然后很多年以后呢，这个人呢，成了这家公司的经理。
Okay, that's what verse 24 says. The man who looks intently into the perfect law, verse 25, that gives freedom and continues to do, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
这就是25节说的，我要详细查看那全备自由之律法的，并且一直如此，这人既不是听了就忘，而是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
So what is the book of James all about?
那个雅各书谈的是什么？
Well, it's at the end of the Bible, and it basically says, you've read a lot of the things that are in the Bible, do them.
这本书呢，基本上是在圣经的后半部分，他就说呢，你把整个的圣经都读了，然后照着圣经上的话去做。
Where are you going to start to do those things?
你从哪里开始做这样的事呢？
Answer, at home.
答案是你从家里做起。
With the other people.
和其他的人相处的时候。
You do it at the chapel, you do it on the job.
你在教堂里这么做，在工作中也这么做。
But if you can't get along comfortably with the other people, if you don't relate properly to the other people, you're going to have big problems.
如果你和其他的人相处不来，你和其他的人关系不好，就会有大麻烦。
All right. Maybe that's a place we can just stop for a minute to see if there are any questions. Any questions as we move along?
这里呢，我们可能要停在这里停一下，给大家一个问问题的时间。到目前为止，大家有什么问题吗？
老白，我想问一下。虽然是不是犯罪，但是当你跟人相处的时候，如果你是一颗火热的心，然后你得到对方冷酷的对待，包括家人，然后你就会很受伤，然后就想，我不想跟他们相处，因为他们没我那么火热。像这种状态，像我们基督徒应该怎么办？因为他并没有犯罪，他只是没有那么像你爱他或你关心的那样去关心你，甚至可能就是冷漠，这种怎么办啊？
OK，
谢谢。
So Julie wants to ask a question about that. If you you treat other people with a warmer heart, but they just treat you back like a cool heart, even they ignore you, the indifference. So that means she thought that is not a sin, but how did I do with that situation?
Well, I think the answer there really is, what did Jesus do?
因为他认为答案呢非常简单，就是说主耶稣基督在这种情况下会怎么做。
The people that Jesus dealt with didn't treat him fairly at all.
那主耶稣基督呢对待的那些人呢，其实上呢他完全对主不公平的对待。
He lived 30 years more or less of his life in the city of Nazareth, and after preaching to them the first time, they tried to kill him.
他在那个拿撒勒那个城市呢 住了三十，最少三十年，然后在他第一次在拿扎勒讲道的时候，拿扎勒人呢，就试着杀死他。
We were studying this morning that the Lord Jesus Christ healed the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, and the people wanted to kill him because he healed the lame man.
我们今天早上呢，在约翰福音里读到一个故事，就是主耶稣治好了一个在毕士大池子旁边的一个摊子，但是呢，他把那个摊子治好了以后呢，那些人知道了以后呢，是因为他治好了一个摊子，所以想杀他。
So they did not respond. He was kind to them, and they responded to his kindness by saying, "We're going to kill you."
这个呢，主耶稣基督呢，对他们呢是非常友好的，但是他们对主耶稣基督的友好的回应呢，就是说呢，我们要杀你。
So we try to treat everyone with love and kindness, in spite of the fact that they may even try to kill us in response.
所以我们要对每个人呢，都用慈爱去对待每个人，不管是那些人他试图要杀掉我们也好，我们都要用慈爱一样的去对待每个人。
Now that's not a lengthy answer, Julie, but that's, we do it because it's right, not because they respond properly.
这个呢 Julia 他说这个不是一个完整的答案，但是呢实际上我们去做事情是因为这件事情是对的，并不是因为我们做了这件事情以后呢别人会对我们好。
Yes. Thank you. You encouraged me.
Verse 26. It says, if anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless.
第二六节说，若有人自以为虔诚，却勒不住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
So the issue now in verse 26, it's not a problem of cheating on your income tax, and it's not a problem of stealing from your neighbor. It's simply talking.
这里呢，第二十六节的问题呢，这里讲到的欺骗呢，不是简单的，就是说你在报税的时候欺诈，你在你同从你邻居家偷东西。这个讲到的只是简单的说，当你说话的时候的欺诈。
Is it important to say the right thing? Yeah.
你讲对的事是重要的吗？当然。
If you didn't know what the right thing to say was, what would you do?
如果你不知道这句话该怎么讲，你怎么做？
You wouldn't say anything.
你就什么都不要说。
Don't say the wrong thing. Control your tongue.
不要去说错的事，要勒住你的舌头。
That's the most important thing in human relationships. Control your tongue.
这是在人际关系中一件极其重要的事情，就是勒住你的舌头。
Have you ever said to yourself, uh-oh, I said the wrong thing?
你有没有对自己说过说，uh-oh, 我又说错了。
I shouldn't have said that, you say.
你说我本来不应该说那些话的。
Problem is that somebody will remember.
有可能其他人记住你说的话。
And so a man told me last week, he said, you know, you told me to do something 40 years ago. He said, you know what I did? He said, I went home and I did exactly what you told me to do. Well, I couldn't remember what I'd said to him. He remembered what I'd said. I couldn't remember. Fortunately, what I told him to do was a good thing, and he did it, and he was happy, and I was happy to think that I was able to counsel him to do that.
幸运的时候呢，我跟他讲的是话呢，是一句对的话，是让他去做一个正确的事情。他就回去呢，把那个事情呢做了正确了，他很高兴，我也很高兴，所以我可以给他一些劝告。
But what if he'd said, you spoke to me 40 years ago, you said something that wasn't very good, and I still remember it, and I'm still angry with you for saying it?
但是如果这个人这样跟我说，他说40年前你跟我说了一些不该说的话，我今天仍然记得，我今天仍然为你说的那句话感到愤怒。
Now Jacob, in the story of Jacob, you'll remember that he said some things periodically that he shouldn't have said.
知道在这个雅各的他的人生中，他通常的。
And his sons said some things they shouldn't have said.
雅各的儿子们呢，也说了一些他们本不该说的话。And
they're still recorded for you and I to read.
这直到今天仍然记录在圣经里，我们可以读。So,
very important, watch the tongue.
引得住舌头是非常重要。Now
verse 27 says this, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
第二七节说在神我们的父面前那清洁没有玷污的虔诚 就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己，不沾染世俗。So
it's not so much important what you say, but it is very important what you do.
因为这个呢，说的东西呢，不是那么，并没有重要，比你去做的东西。
And there are two kinds of people in the world who are in particular need.
在这世界上呢，有两类不同的人，他们有特别的需求。
The first kind is the orphan. They don't have a mother, they don't have a father to care for them. You reach out and you help them and you encourage them.
第一类人呢，就是孤儿，因为这些孤儿没有父母，所以呢，没有人看顾他们。你去找到他们，去看顾他们，去照顾他们，去鼓励他们。And
the second kind of people are widows. In those days, widows didn't have much money. They didn't have jobs, and they didn't have much to encourage. They worked. How do I put it? They lived with their husbands, and he cared for them.
然后呢，这个年代呢，那些寡妇呢，他们也是有需求的，因为当那个年代的寡妇，他们没有多少钱，也没有工作，所以没人看顾他们，他们只是靠他们的丈夫活着的那些年。If
they didn't have husbands, then they were in great need, and James says, your responsibility is to help the widows and the fatherless. You help them.
他们那些人呢，寡妇的那些年代呢，如果她没了丈夫，那她就有极大的生活上的 祈求和贫乏，所以你要去帮助他们，就是雅各书里讲到的是要帮助那些没有父母还有寡妇的人。
Now at the same time, you keep yourself from being spotted by the world. Keep yourself from being polluted by the world.
在同时呢，你要保守自己不沾染世俗。
The world will try to get you to do things you shouldn't do, and you've got to say, no, I won't do those things.
世俗呢，会试图呢，诱惑你去做一些你不该做的事儿，所以你就会说，不，我不去做那些事儿。
And so we keep on saying, all right, I'm going to try to do what God would have me do.
我们一直要保持这么说，我会试图去做，努力去做神要我做的事情。
And I've told you before that when many of us were teenagers and in our 20s, we used to spend a lot of time on Friday nights at the chapel teaching little children, many of whom were spiritual orphans.
因为我这告诉过大家，很多年前，当我还是个青少年或者二十岁左右的时候呢，我们在教会里，十六届教会里星期五的晚上去教导一些孩子们。这些孩子们大多数人都是属于属灵上的孤儿。
Many of them came from homes where the Bible was not taught.
很多呢，来自那种家庭，那些家人完全不懂圣经。
Many of them came from circumstances where the truth of God was neither known nor lived.
然后很多这些孩子呢，来自那些他们周围的环境和处境中呢，出于某些原因，神的真理没有到达那里。
And so many of us said, listen, we're going to reach out to these children because they are spiritual orphans.
很多我们中间很多人就说呢，我们要去帮助这些孩子们，因为这些孩子们大多数孩子们呢，他们都是属灵的孤儿。
And so that's what we tried to do on Friday nights.
这就是我们试图在星期五晚上所做的。
Many of our friends used to go to parties on Friday nights.
我们很多人呢，我们很多朋友，他们在星期五的晚上呢，通常是去参加那些聚会。
And they would do things that were either of no value or were even sinful.
他们所做的一些事情呢，是完全没有价值的，甚至是有罪的。
And it's interesting to me in retrospect that by reaching out to the orphans, we kept ourselves unspotted, unpolluted by the world. You do one and you can do the other at the same time.
对我们那时候非常有趣的呢，就是说我们去帮助那些孤儿的时候呢，我们却不被世俗沾染。所以你做了一件事呢，另一件事情也同时也做了。
Remember, the Bible doesn't say these precise words, but it's true. The devil finds work for idle hands to do.
圣经里呢没有准确的讲这样的话，但是呢，大家记住这一点，就是魔鬼去找那些游手好闲的人，在他们身上工作。
So the Lord says, sorry, the devil says, you get your hands empty and I'll give you some bad things to do.
魔鬼说呢，你如果你空手的话，我就会给你一些坏事让你做。
And God says the opposite. He says, listen, you come to me and I will fill your hands with good things to do.
而神呢，就说的是完全相反。他就说，你来到我这里，我就会给你好的事情，让你的手里充满了美事。
And that is actually the meaning of the word consecration, as you find it in the Old Testament.
这就是在 你如果在旧约里看到的那个是后果，你会在旧约里找到的。
Aaron was the priest. He came to God, and God said, Aaron, you come to me, I will consecrate you to my work. And what he's meaning is, he said, I will fill your hands with my work.
然后那个这就是亚伦，亚伦呢来到神面前，神说亚伦你来到我面前，然后我就会让你的手里充满了神的工作。
All right, well, that's basically the end of chapter 1, and that's a good place for us to leave it today. We do have a couple of minutes. Do we have any more questions?
这就是第一章的结束，我们觉得我们今天应该停在这里，这是一个很好的时间给大家问问题，大家还有更多的问题吗？
I have a question. Because of background, like I have some, you know, emotion now trying to get over. I know what the time. I really agree with that. There's lots of problems, you know, too fast. The more Bible knowledge go in, the more we mature. And it's all practice. My problem is I cannot say no to people. The boundary issue, I realize that. And that I'm practicing it. It's more harder when, you know, you want to feel for the person, love everything, and you cannot say no, but out of my limit, you know, but somehow, you know. And then at the end, when it's too much and the situation cannot handle, then I, you know. Yeah. So at the end, that's my problem with the, you know, with the relationship exactly now.
I think I understand. Roy, you maybe should translate.
Okay. Yeah, 我认为那个 Selena 的 question, 她的问题呢，应该就是说是，就说你的圣经知识越多的话，你就会变得越成熟。但是呢，很多时候呢，跟人相处的时候，这些人际关系中呢，你很难说不。尤其是说对你爱的人，你很难说不。如果他们对你要求一点什么。
Okay, so it's not easy. And Selena says it's not easy. Sometimes you have to say, well, let me put it another way. The Lord Jesus said, if any man will come after me, he must take up his cross daily and follow me.
所以呢，Harold 的答案就是说呢，主耶稣基督他换一种方式说，主耶稣基督说，如果任何人要跟从我，就要每天背起他的十字架来跟从。
Now, that means when the Lord Jesus took up his cross, he was walking from the judgment hall to Calvary. He had to walk up that hill, and somebody would say to him, Lord Jesus, could you come over here and help me? What would he say?
这个意思呢，就是当时呢，主耶稣基督他背起他的十字架，从那个市政厅走到那个格格塔山的时候，在路途中，如果有人说啊，主耶稣啊，你现在能不能来帮帮我
？He would say, "Well, I would like to help you today, but you know, I can't because I've got to carry this cross. I've got to go to Calvary. I can't go over there. I can't go over there."
所以主耶稣基督会说呢，我很想帮你，但是呢，今天却不能。你知道为什么今天我要把我的十字架背到格格塔山上去？我今天这是我要做的事情，所以没办法去帮你。
Sometimes you can be diverted from your objective, but sometimes you can't. And you've got to just say, Lord, you guide me today.
Yes.
有时候呢，你可以不去做你做的事，但是有时候你是可以不可以的。所以在这种情况下呢，你要说主啊，求您帮助我。
I don't see an easy answer there. All the answers are important, but they're not necessarily easy.
我就找不到一个很容易的答案，但所有答案都是重要的，但是却都不容易。
There's the story of Mary and Martha in the Bible.
这个在圣经里有一个玛利亚和马大的故事。
And the Lord Jesus Christ was coming to supper.
主耶稣基督呢，去他们家吃晚餐。
Now, frankly, that was a pretty important day.
坦率地说，那一天是非常重要的一天。
And Martha was getting everything ready for the Lord. She was preparing the meal. She'd cleaned the living room. She'd set the table for the supper. She'd done all that.
马大呢，他做了所有的工作。他在厨房里煮饭，准备好晚餐，然后打扫房间。
And the Lord Jesus came to the house early for supper, and Mary went to entertain him, and she sat down and talked to him, and he talked to her.
而主耶稣基督呢，吃早餐的时候，他早一点到了他们家，然后那个。玛利亚呢就去接待他，然后坐下来，他跟主耶稣说话，主耶稣也跟他说话。
And Martha said, Mary, come and help me.
与马大说，玛利亚，你来帮帮我。
And Mary basically said, I would like to, but I've got to talk to Jesus.
与玛利亚说呢，我很想帮你，但是我现在必须和主耶稣基督说话。
And I think Martha was getting angry.
我认为那个马大生气。
And I think Martha probably said, I've got to do it all alone, and all my sister does is sit there and talk to him.
我认为那个马大说呢，哦，我做了所有的家务，然后我的那个姐姐呢，只是坐在那儿说话。
And so Mary spoke to Jesus, and she said, Martha spoke to Mary. Martha spoke to Jesus and said, Jesus, tell Mary to come and help me.
马大呢就跟主耶稣基督说，主啊，您告诉那个玛利亚来帮我。
And Jesus said, no, she chose the best part.
主耶稣基督说，我不会跟他说的，因为玛利亚选择了最好的。
And so we've got to be like that. We've got to decide what is best, and we must never let something that is good take away from what is best.
因为我们必须做出这样的决定，我们一定要把最好的那一部分把持住，我们不要让那个好的那一部分取代了最好的。
And that is not easy.
这个并不容易做到。
So we pray much and we say, Lord, would you help me do what is best and keep me from wasting time on things that are very good, just not best.
因为我们就要祷告，祷告我们就说，主啊，求你帮助我去做那个最好的那一件事情。求您帮助我，不要因为有一件事情是好的，而且不是最好的，我就去做了。我要保持我们做最好的事情。
One of the great preachers said this, it would be very wrong for a medical doctor during the time of a great epidemic to stop practicing medicine in order to shine somebody else's shoes for him.
这个一个非常的有名的传道人他讲过这么一件事儿，如果一个医生在一场瘟疫中间他不去行医而是去跟别人擦皮鞋，这是非常错的。
Would it be nice for the doctor to shine the man's shoes? Sure it would.
对于那个医生来说去擦皮鞋是容易的吗？当然是。
But it would be wrong for him to stop treating patients in order to shine people's shoes.
所以呢，他如果是为了去给别人擦皮鞋而停止行医是非常错的。
You and I have one primary responsibility to tell people about Jesus.
你我都有一个最首要的任务，就是去跟别人传讲主耶稣。
All right, well, that's our story for today, and our time is over gone.
这就是我们今天的故事，我们谈时间呢也完全超过。
Thank you for your kindness today. May the Lord bless us. We'll pray and then we'll carry on. Children's meeting at 3:30 and the prayer meeting at 7:30. Thank you. Let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for teaching us how to get along with other people.
主啊，我们要献上感恩，因为您一直试图告诉我们怎样和其他的人相处。
Lord, help us as we go through this book. And when it's over, may we be like people who are like Jacob, the end of whose life was so wonderful that his family became the greatest family the world has ever known.
主啊，当我们学习这本书的时候呢，求您帮助我们，帮助我们就像那个当时的雅各那样，他成为一个伟大的人，当时他们整个的家庭也在那个时代成为一个国家的一个伟大的一部分。
Help us, we pray, because we ask in Jesus' name.
请求您帮助我们，我们祷告，因为我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.